Listening Library presents Kira Kira by Cynthia Kadohata. Read for you by Elena Erica Davis. Chapter 1. My sister Lynn taught me my first word, Kira Kira. I pronounced it Ka'a, but she knew what I meant. Kira Kira means glittering in Japanese. Lynn told me that when I was a baby, she used to take me onto our empty road at night where we would lie on our backs and look at the stars while she said over and over, Katie, say kira kira, kira kira. I loved that word. When I grew older, I used kira kira to describe everything I liked. The beautiful blue sky, puppies, kittens, butterflies, colored Kleenex. My mother said we were misusing the word. You could not call a Kleenex kira kira. She was dismayed over how un-Japanese we were and vowed to send us to Japan one day. I didn't care where she sent me so long as Lynn came along. I was born in Iowa in 1951. I know a lot about when I was a little girl because my sister used to keep a diary. Today, I keep her diary in a drawer next to my bed. I like to see how her memories were the same as mine, but also different. For instance, one of my earliest memories is the day Lynn saved my life. I was almost 5, and she was almost 9. We were playing on the empty road near our house. Fields of tall corn stretched into the distance wherever you looked. A dirty gray dog ran out of the field near us, and then he ran back in. Lynn loved animals.